So we are doing the ninth chapter, The Royal Secret, which, in my opinion, is the highest knowledge in the Bhagavad Gita. And some of the very difficult concepts of the Upanishads are made very simple in this beautiful, beautiful chapter. Every verse is so powerful, it takes us our attention to the highest truth, that the Lord of the universe, that is not only everywhere, but in my heart, as my life, as the consciousness. And how can we reach him? Every verse, even one verse, if you pick up and just study and apply that, there is nothing else required. So last week we did verse number 23 and 24, where he says, for those who worship other devotees or other forms of the Lord, he says that all forms are me. All forms are me. And whether you worship me as Jesus in the church, or Krishna, or Shiva, or Mother Goddess, or even worship me as in the sun god, moon, anywhere, any of these elemental forces, all these powers are all me. I alone am there in all. And so whoever you worship, ultimately all prayers reach that one consciousness. Just as any minister, if you approach him and you're asking for a favor, the minister represents the U.S. government, whether he's the minister, secretary of agriculture or defense, represents the U.S. government, which is there in the whole country. But when you approach the minister for a particular contract or a favor, then you are invoking the grace of the U.S. government. So similarly, all these forces represent him, the Lord of the universe. And in the 24th verse, he says, all offerings or all prayers, anything you offer comes to me as the Lord of the universe. But if you do not know who I am and do not know my nature, my glory, then such people who do not approach me, they suffer. Tatven ata chavantite, they perish. So today we'll do verse numbers 25 and 26. So verse number 25 in chapter 9.
Yanti devavrita devan. Pitranyanti pitruvritaha. Bhutani yanti bhutejyaha. Yanti madhya jinopi maam.
So yanti, go, that means they go, who? Deva vrita devan. So those who worship the devas. Devas are, again, as I mentioned, these celestial powers that control the whole universe. There is the Lopavan devta that controls all the winds and the breeze. There is Surya devta, which controls the sun, Indra, which controls rain. So all the lords who control all these forces, if you worship them, you will go to them. I will explain that a little more later on. Then Pitrun Yanti Pitruvritaha. And Pitruvrita means those who worship the ancestors. As we know, a lot of people, they will every morning remember their father, grandfather, or great-grandfather who passed away, and they offer maybe some flowers, or they put a garland, or remember, or they just invoke their ancestors. So they say there is a Pitru Lok. There is a Lok of ancestors. It is said, as Swamiji in his commentary in the Green Book also talks about it, he says that when people do good deeds, if you have done good deeds on this earth, in this lifetime, then after death, if you have not reached Brahma Loka or the highest heavens, maybe you are not that, evolved a person, but you have been a good person all your life, then you will go to what is called as a Pitru Loka, which is a home of ancestors, where you enjoy some of the joys and heavens, though that's a lower heaven, but it's a wonderful place, where the other ancestors live and you enjoy all the comforts and all the good deeds, what you have done, you get the benefits. And then after you have lived for a certain number of years, it may be 100 years, maybe 1,000 years, because time there has no meaning compared to what we have here. Then that individual, after having enjoyed that heavens, then he or she comes back and resumes their spiritual journey. So he says, those who invoke the ancestors go to the Pitralok. Then Bhutani Yanti Bhute Jyaha. And Bhuta here has two meanings. One is the lower, you know, beings, like some people worship demons and ghosts and goblins, you know, they are people like that. And the tantra, you know, some of them who do this tantric type of rituals, they will go to those worlds, because they say there are also worlds where the lower goblins and demons and all live. And so if you invoke them, or if you practice that kind of rituals, you will go to that world. Also, there another meaning of bhuta is the elements, panch mahabhutas, these five elements, air, space, fire, water, earth. So those who worship the elements will come to the elements. So we'll talk about that. And then he says, yanti madhya jinopi mam. And those who worship me, the Lord says, those who meditate on me will reach me. So basically what the Lord is saying, as you think, so you become. Yesterday, those of us who attended the seminar at Memorial in the morning, was a beautiful seminar. And Eric Moss, one of the speakers, said that. He said, there is a website, asyouthinketh.com. As you think, so you become. And that is actually a website where he says you can go and it shows you how to, you can improve your thoughts. And by improving your thoughts, you can improve your actions. So here also, the Lord is saying very clearly, whatever you think, you become. And that is very true. We tell our children, you know, if you want to do good, you know, suppose you want to be an engineer, then from high school, you take subjects that are related to engineering, do math and physics. And then in the college, in the university, you do specific subjects that will make you more qualified to be an engineer. So do math, physics, and all that. And then you will be admitted to engineering college. If somebody wants to go to law or wants to go to medicine or wants to become a PhD in biology, then you tell them, okay, you take those subjects in school and high school and in college, because as you think, so you become. And it is very clear in our life, you know, if a person all day is just thinking of money, 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 then that's what he's going to get. Or if a person is thinking of, you know, of a particular person, I must have her, I must have her, then that is what eventually he or she will get. Or you want position, power, I want to become the governor, I want to become the president. So these people put their whole life, their whole energy in that, and they start campaigning years ahead. For why? So that they can win in the primaries and then become the president. So you have to start thinking and put all your energy in whatever you want to acquire. Otherwise, if you put a half-hearted effort, your result will be half-hearted. So here he says, Yanti Deva Vrita Devan. So one meaning is that if you worship these heavenly forces, it is said that if you worship Brahmaji, you will reach Brahma Loka. If you worship Vishnu, you will reach Vaikuntha. If you worship Shiva, you will reach, you know, Shiva Loka. So that is one meaning. But Swamiji says that is a very limited meaning, that just because you worship one God, then, you know, that does not make it very practical. So another meaning of Deva is the sense objects. Devas are the sense objects, because it is said that it is the devas illumine, you know, the consciousness goes out through the nose and through the eyes and through the ears, and you can see various objects. So they are illumined. So like my eyes are illumining the chair. If my eyes are closed, even if the chair is there, I will not see it. So like you are listening to the sound, so it is your ears who are picking up. So these sense organs are also called devas. So one who worships the sense organs, that means spends his whole life just invoking sense organs. You know, I want to see this, I want to hear this, I want to taste this, I want to smell this, I want to touch it. So if you're going to spend your whole life in just taking care of sense objects, then that is what you will get. Yeah, if you want, you know, you want to, you know, so that's what they're saying, is that sense pleasures. Yeah, you know, we're not saying that you should live a life of a monk and not do anything. But if you're going to spend your whole life in just pursuing sense of pleasures, it is okay. Then that is what you will get. There is nothing wrong. Then you cannot at the end of the life say, you know, why am I suffering? I didn't get what I wanted. I am unhappy. Why? Because you spent your whole life chasing the wrong thing. And once you chase the wrong thing, then that is what you will get. So yanti deva vritta deva. Pitran yanti pitru vrittaha. So pitran are our ancestors. So those who worship the ancestors will reach the pitru loka. But again, Swamiji says that does not make much sense. Why is that practical? So he says, he gives a very beautiful interpretation that people who live, see, our ancestors, they lived certain values. You know, that's why they say that, you know, they may have been good or bad, both. But generally what they say is that when you invoke the ancestors, you remember the good values. And we always say, you know, this generation, there is so much violence and so much. Our generation was much better. Or our parents, you know, life was so simple and people were moving in bullock carts. Yeah, but you don't realize how hard the life was. But, you know, they say that still people practiced values. There was more honesty. There was more truth. There was love for the respect for the parents. Nowadays, children, aajkal ke bacche, you know, they don't even respect the parents. So we always talk about the past generation as better. So he says one who remembers the good values of the past generation and lives those values in the present, then he will enjoy the benefits of all those good actions. Another interpretation of this is that people who live in the ancestors means people who live in the past, like historians, archaeologists. Now, a historian, you know, he's an expert on 18th century England. And you ask him in 18th century England, who was the king? He will name all the kings and their wives and what kind of clothes they wore or what kind of customs. But if you ask him, you know, who is standing for president, of, you know, next year, he says, I don't know. I don't have time. So he doesn't know who is standing for president, but he knows everything about the 18th century England. Why? Because he's an expert on that. Or archaeologists, you know, they know all the details about the Mayan civilization or the Egyptian civilization or the Roman civilization. Why? Because they spend their whole time, life in researching, in living that, you know, in their whole life. But they may not know where their, you know, shoes are, you know, because these absent-minded people, they are so lost and they are all the time in the past that they are, you ask them, you know, what about your money or your bank balance? They are so lost. Why? Because they are living in the past. 2,000 years ago, they know everything about the Mayan civilization. So that's what he says. Those who live in the past or those who invoke the values of the past reach that. Then bhutani yanti bhutejyaha. So as we said, bhuta, one is that the meaning is the lower forms of life like ghosts, goblins. And there are many people who do invoke and worship these ghosts and goblins. So, ones who worship those reach the lower beings. Another meaning is the panch mahabhutas. The bhutas are actually, there are five panch mahabhutas. If you read the Tattva Bodh, it is explained very beautifully how the creation came about. I think those who go to the Tuesday class, some of you are going, you have studied that. So in that, it says there are panch mahabhutas. There are five great elements, air, space, fire, water, and earth. And so those who spend their life in studying these five elements, you know, like the physicists, chemists, you know, botanists, zoologists, are, you know, all these people who are mathematicians, who are studying these five great elements. And there are people, you know, who spend their whole life in studying chemistry, all the earthly elements. Or somebody is a space scientist, so he studies about space. Or somebody wants to know about the environment, so he spends his whole life, he's an environmental engineer, how to clean the air, how. Somebody is a water specialist. You know, we find, especially in Kern County, water is so valuable that there are, I didn't know that, but there are special scientists who only study water and water districts and how the water is distributed and how it is clean. So those who worship the five elements, those who spend their whole life knowing about five elements, reach that. So you become an expert on water, or you become an expert on space or on air. So that is what. So he says, whatever you worship the devas, the heavenly forces, you reach them, or you worship the sense organs. You worship your ancestors, your family. You know, they have pictures of their family. You know, this is my grandfather, this is my great-grandfather. And they all, when you go to their house, that's all they talk about. You know, my grandfather was like that. What are you? You know, what are you doing? No, my grandfather was a multimillionaire. Yeah, that's good. You know, he accomplished a lot. But what have you accomplished? That is what is important. So don't keep on living in the past. Talking about family reminds me of this story. This boy, his grandmother, you know, his mother's mother, his nani was coming to visit and going to stay for a few days. She says, Grandma, I'm so happy you're going to come and live in our house for a few days. So she says, Why are you so happy? He says, I'm waiting for my father to perform a trick that he has been promising me. So she said, what kind of trick? He says, he was telling Mom that next time your mother comes and lives with us, I'm going to be climbing the walls. So he says, I'm waiting to see that. So whatever you worship, you reach. And he says, the last line, he says, Yanti Madhyaji Nopimam. The Lord says, those who worship me, reach me. And that is very clear. By worship does not only mean that you just go to the temple for 5 minutes or 1 hour on Sunday, you know, ho gaya, you know, go to the church 1 hour, listen to the sermon, half asleep, and you come back. And that's not it. But how you live your life, constantly invoking the grace of the Lord, like a physicist. He doesn't spend only 1 hour a day on Sunday learning physics, or an engineer, or a scientist, or a physician. They live their whole life. So similarly, he says, my devotee remembers me constantly, invokes me, and invokes my grace in all his or her activities. So constantly remembering, and partly also what he means is in meditation. Like when we sit for meditation for half an hour or 1 hour, try to put your full attention on that. Or if you're doing a puja or sitting for a ritual or doing a prayer, your attention should be at that time on the Lord, not on my work or my family or my children. Yeah, there is enough time. You know, the remaining 23 and a half hours is for that. But that 20 minutes or half an hour when I'm sitting in front of the Lord, my attention should be as much as possible. It's not, you know, right away to make the mind one-pointed. It's not that easy. But with practice, and as your mind wanders, you bring it back. Okay, this is my time for prayer. I have to be thinking about the Lord. If it goes away, you just lovingly bring it back to the focus of attention. And then he says, but the do not remember me only for that half an hour. The rest of the day, your activities should be a worship, should be a service. When I'm serving the people, or when I'm taking care of my patients or my clients or my even cooking for my children or for my guests, I should be remembering the Lord, that the Lord is in my house as this child. He is there in my house as this guest. That's why we say Atithi Devo Bhava, that if a guest comes, it is the Lord himself. Not saying, you know, why are these people come? I have to cook for them. No, it is the Lord himself who has come. So with that attitude, then even when you're sweeping the floor or, you know, vacuuming or doing the dishes, I am cleaning the floor for the Lord, because the Lord resides in this house. And so by cleaning that, even that act of vacuuming or the act of doing dishes or making beds can become a worship, because I remember him. And whatever I do, I totally remember him. And once you do that, then he says, you are sure to reach me. It is very clear. Wherever you put your energy, wherever you put your effort, whatever you think of, so you become. I think that is very important. And that's why all the spiritual scientists tell us that be very alert about your thoughts, because the thoughts determine your actions. And so one has to be careful about not even getting negative thoughts about a person. Because when you are thinking negative, then also you are creating negative karmas. So be alert about your thoughts. Think positive. Even if somebody is bad or wrong, Maybe they have some good points. You know, look at that good points. Or even if somebody has hurt you, look at this as a way for me to evolve, for a mate, way for me to get better. So he says, think about me at all times, see the Lord everywhere in all the beings, and then you are sure to reach. So this is a very, very beautiful shloka, which also, as I said, we studied about yesterday in the seminar, that as you think, so you become. Any comments on this? Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's very, very powerful. It's very, very beautiful. It's very nice. I think everybody should read. That's why, have the Swamiji's commentary in those green books and read them, because his commentary is very powerful. Very well he has written every line of that, especially this the two shlokas we are doing. Very beautiful way he has. Whatever ideas I gave is from, listening, and then a little bit of my own idea. But most of it I got from Swamiji's ideas.
Worshipping me is better than worshipping Deva.
Yes. Worshipping me does not again mean Krishna in that form, but it is that all-pervading consciousness. When Krishna says me, he does not mean me playing the flute and living in Vrindavan, but me, that total consciousness. So the idea is that in the last verse, last week we had studied that all prayers, even if you worship a Deva, it reaches him. So, but it is okay to have one form of the Lord to love, because it is very hard to love this formless, all-pervading reality. We know, where is he? That's why in Uddhav Gita, when Uddhav is a friend of Krishna, and when the gopis used to love Lord Krishna, the devotees, and he went and tried to tell them, you need to worship the, Akshar Brahma, all-pervading consciousness. So he says, where does this nirgun, sagun is with form and nirgun with... So they say, where does your nirgun live? I don't know where he lives. I cannot see him. Krishna, at least we know where he lives. We could see him. We could embrace him. Even if he has gone to Mathura, but by seeing him, I close my eyes. I remember how he used to play the flute, and I can still listen to the sound of the flute and see his little footsteps as he used to go. So it is easier to love a form of the Lord, but the idea is that you should remember that all forms are Him. There is one consciousness who appears in all these forms. So that consciousness is not, and Krishna is not only outside, but also as the life principle. So when you are invoking, you remember that there is one consciousness, and He is there equally in Krishna and Shiva and Jesus and Buddha and all. So that is the, and then also when you invoke the Lord in all your activities, then you reach me. That's what he says, when you invoke me. I think what she's saying is that if a person is pure and he thinks negative about that person will get hurt. But a person who is impure or evil, if he thinks bad about a person, will that person get hurt? In my opinion, thoughts are very powerful. And if you put enough energy into your thoughts, you get that result. And even an evil person thinking evil about somebody, if he thinks evil, he can create that. So thoughts mein bahut shakti hai, vicharon mein. So that's why one has to be very careful about thinking positive thoughts. And especially for the children, they say you must always think very positive about the children. Don't say, just my child is useless, he cannot study, he cannot... No, think positive. He can do well. First of all, you encourage him, but don't say, oh, he's so useless, he's worthless. No, one has to think positive, because your vibrations go especially to the children. So it is very important to think positive about your children. Think about love and encourage them with words, but also with thoughts. So thoughts have a lot of power, because they can create an energy wave, atmosphere of energy. That is true. You're very right. That if you think negative, it hurts you first more than it hurts the other person. Because when you create the negative thoughts in your mind of anger or hatred or jealousy or greed, then it first burns your own mind. So it creates a more negative effect on yourself than on that person. It may create a negative effect on that person, but more it will hurt you. That's why this Jain Muniji who comes to Bharti's house, and that's what at least I learned from him, that be very careful about your thoughts. Because negative thoughts, if you're angry at somebody, you may say something to that person or you may not say it, but that anger will keep on burning you inside. Right? So it creates a lot of negative emotions within yourself. So one has to be very alert about the thoughts. Yeah, because it's like a person you walk in front and you know that this person doesn't like me. You know, you can feel that even though the person hasn't said a word. But when you're crossing him, you can feel, or this person is a very angry person. Who is he angry at? You know, you may not have done anything because the thoughts, you know, he's generating those negative vibrations. That's why they say, no, I don't like his vibes. So that is that. You know, and some people are very sensitive to, especially women, I think, are more sensitive towards this. You know, men, we are, you know, walk around, don't even know where we are going or falling. But women are much more alert to their surroundings, much more in tune with. That's why I feel they are in more tune with the, because also women's life is all the time spent in service. You know, they're taking care of their children and taking care of their husband and then taking care of their parents. And so their life is more giving and they are more in tune with the cosmos than men are. Right? That's my opinion. They are, I think, more spiritually evolved. That's my personal opinion. Some people may not agree, but I think they are more closer to this, to the cosmos. No, that is good. True. And you're doing it because you want to be closer to God. See, you're listening to the bhajans because that reminds you of Krishna or Shiva or whatever. When you're in nature, you are seeing his beautiful glory and also, yeah. So obviously, you know, that's why you need a form. And the form is, yeah, and reading good books, reading the Bhagavad Gita or the Bible. And of course, that's all good. What we are meaning is that this is the sense pleasures, those who are pursuing that. No, this is very good. Yeah, nothing wrong with it. Om sarve bhavantu sukhinaha, sarve santu niramaya, sarve bhadrani pasyantu, ma kaschid dukkha bhag bhavet. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om.